Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beatty of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets that you'll see overhead during June. Stargazers, as a rule, crave darkness. Nothing gets our juices flowing like a wide-open canopy of stars set like diamonds on black velvet. But for those of us in the Northern Hemisphere, June offers the shortest nights of the year. This month's solstice occurs on the 21st, at 12:24 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Astronomically speaking, that's when summer begins in the Northern Hemisphere and winter in the Southern Hemisphere. For someone at a latitude of, say, 40 degrees north, which runs from Salt Lake City through Philadelphia and over to Madrid, Spain, June 20th will offer 15 hours of sunlight. You know, it's just not fair. Here in Boston, it's often too cold and snowy to head outside in December, when nighttime is longest, and then I get shortchanged 6 months later when I can view the night sky more comfortably. Okay, that rant's over. Let's talk about the month's sky sights. June begins with a first quarter moon in the evening sky, and full moon comes on the 9th. Algonquin tribes called this the full strawberry moon to mark the peak season for harvesting those sweet delights. But Europeans knew it as the rose moon. A few evenings later, the moon will rise late enough to be out of view for the first hours of sunset, leaving us with just the stars for a time. New moon comes on the 24th, after which the lunar crescent returns to the evening sky. In early June, the sun sets around 8 or 8:30, and in the growing darkness, you have a chance to see two bright planets. Look well to the left of the sunset point, towards south, and you'll spot Jupiter immediately about halfway from the horizon to overhead. To its lower left, separated by the width of your clenched fist held at arm's length, is a star that's obvious but only a tenth as bright as Jupiter. That's Spica, which is the anchor star for the constellation Virgo, the Maiden. She's lying down in the sky, with her head off to the right and her legs toward left. Spica, which is Latin for ear of grain, marks one of her hands. In fact, depictions of Virgo often show her holding some wheat stalks. Most everyone calls this star Spica, but I'm being true to its Latin roots. And right now, Jupiter is roughly where the Maiden's heart would be. Let's use Jupiter to find some other nearby constellations. Before it gets too late, look below Jupiter for a quartet of fainter stars arranged like a misshapen box. This is Corvus the Crow. Now glide about three fists to the right of Jupiter to find the constellation Leo, the Lion, and Regulus, its brightest star. Keep going to the lower right, another three fists, and you can spot the stars Pollux and Castor in Gemini. Even farther to the right is the very bright star Capella. If you look at this arrangement at the same time each night, say 9 p.m., you'll notice that the stars are gradually moving down toward the western horizon, day by day, week by week. Jupiter is sliding westward, too. That's all due to Earth's motion along its orbit. Meanwhile, way over in the southeast, another bright planet is making its entrance. That would be Saturn. To its upper right is Antares, the red-tinged heart of the constellation Scorpius. As the hours pass, Saturn and the stars of Scorpius will be higher up in the sky. That will also happen as we get deeper into June. If you have a telescope or know anyone who does, a peek at Saturn will show its beautiful rings that are right now tipped wide open. Take a moment to compare the color of Antares and Spica. Antares means the rival of Mars, and it has a distinctly peachy color. But Spica looks icy white, a consequence of being a much hotter star. Halfway between these two is the dim constellation of Libra, representing a scale or balance for measuring weights. Long ago, sky watchers considered Libra to be a part of Scorpius. Its brightest star, more than two fists to the upper right of Antares, is named Zubaneshamali. Nearby, a little to the lower right, is Zubanelganubi. These names are fun to say, and they have interesting meanings in Arabic. Zubaneshamali means the northern claw, and Zubanelganubi the southern claw. Now, a balance doesn't have claws, of course, but a scorpion does. Ancient Babylonians considered these two stars to mark the front of the celestial scorpion, and even though they're now officially in Libra, the names stuck. If the sky is clear and the moon is gone, and your light pollution isn't too bad, you can see that Zubin el-Shamali and Zubin el-Ganoubi form the upper right side of a kite-shaped quartet of stars. That's Libra, or most of it anyway. Now you might know that the Sun and major planets travel around the sky through a sequence of 12 constellations called the Zodiac. Virgo is one of them, and so are Scorpius, Libra, Leo, and Gemini. This chain of constellations form a highway of sorts along the ecliptic, which marks the plane of Earth's orbit, and basically those of all the bright planets, across the sky. Here's one more star to check out. Crane your neck and look straight up to spot Arcturus, the fourth brightest star in the nighttime sky. Can you detect a bit of ginger ale tinge in its light? Arcturus is also a red giant star, a swollen orb that's more than 25 times the sun's diameter and 200 times its brightness. It's fairly close by as stars go, only 37 light years away. Now you might be wondering why I've spent all this time talking about the evening stars and nothing at all about the ones visible before dawn. Well, look, let's be honest here. For those of us in the US and Canada, during June the sun rises at 5:30 a.m. or earlier, depending on where you live, and the last stars slip away in dawn twilight an hour or so before that. Are you really up that early? If so, keep an eye out for Venus, low over the eastern horizon and stunningly bright. Next month, I'll show you how to track down all of the scorpion in the sky, or how to stay clear of it, depending on your point of view. Until then, I wish you clear skies.